True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the morning shift. Mikey P. Johnson, Squid Billy, hanging out with you here on this Thursday morning. A lot of sports coming at you this afternoon. We'll be paying attention to the Atlanta Braves facing off with the San Diego Padres out in Petco Park this afternoon, right around 4 o'clock, right after 4 o'clock. You'll also be able to watch some Sweet 16 matchups. Alabama and BYU will be cranking that off just after 7 o'clock this evening. So, look, make sure you get your televisions tuned in to all the right stations. And I know we got to get to a Life of Squid in just a minute, and I want to make sure we give plenty of time for that because you just teased it really well. You found the worst umpire in the state of Georgia,
and he works there.
Just so happens to work here, and we have video evidence of this, which is going to be a lot of fun to talk about. I brought it up to you during the break because I was curious if you saw it yesterday. LeBron James goes on Pat McAfee yesterday. A lot of interesting caveats to that conversation. I don't want to spend a ton of time on it. But isn't it hilarious how we have seen Pat McAfee kind of not care at times where he works or who his coworkers are? And LeBron James is kind of teed up to talk about Brian Windhorst. And you can tell that LeBron is like, Pat McAfee asked him about Windhorst, and he goes, yeah, isn't that your best friend? And LeBron just shakes his head, and he's like, these guys are weird, man. These guys are weird. And LeBron, with all his dust-ups with Stephen A. and everything that's been going on with him recently, I thought it was really insightful to be able to see LeBron in that light. And also, at the same time, Pat McAfee not worried at all about where he works and who his coworkers are.
Well, the McAfee working there thing, I'm 100% like certain that must have been part of his contract. That
yes.
he could talk about whoever he wants. He could have on whoever he wants. He does, because he has on, he has on Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network.
Yes,
and that goes against, you know, that's a he's on as a draft guru. That kind of goes against some of the things that, you know, it's always like Mel Kiper or that Matt Miller guy who I'm reading one of his mock drafts right now. He just put out. We'll talk about maybe tomorrow on the show with who he has the Falcons pick in the first round. Might surprise you a little bit, but he's also talked about the higher ups there. He's ripped higher ups before.
He's almost forced higher ups at ESPN to leave, if I'm not mistaken.
I've always respected LeBron because I think it's a heck of an accomplishment to be everything that was put on him, to be the next guy for the league, to be the face of the league, In high school, he's being called the next face of the league. And he came in and he took one of the worst rosters I've ever seen assembled, make even a playoffs to an NBA Finals, and all of that. But he's lived up to everything. You know, he's, whether you don't like things he's said or done on the court, off the court, there's been no real scandals.
Yeah.
And if there have been, then he's paid people off very well. But they've never really gotten too big. And it's like, you know, even Kobe had something that kind of stained his career at some point early in his career off the court. And I thought LeBron did a nice job of waiting to kind of take over as the face of the league. All that said, I'm sick. Stop talking. I cannot stand what you did. The Stephen A. Smith thing bugged the hell out of me because it was, you can't put your kid in that position and put him on an NBA team and then get mad when people who talk about the league criticize either him or the move. The NBA players have gotten to a point right now where it's very, very rabbit eerie. Oh, we're a lot of rabbit ears
KD's
out there.
He's leading the charge.
And LeBron's stepping in it now too. The thing, and I saw as much of this as you did. I have never heard Brian Windhorst say LeBron was my best friend growing up. I think all I thought it was Rich Paul, right? That was as always. The thing I've heard a lot is I've covered LeBron since we went to high school together.
Yeah.
I've heard that. But I'm not a Brian Windhorst guy either. I mean, Jonah Hill's got to put weight back on to play him in the movie of LeBron, you know, when they get back. But the fact of the matter is, I think it's a cheap shot.
Yeah, and he didn't really go in. He's not the one.
I just
one
think
that,
it's a cheap shot thing. These guys are weird. Brian Windhorst never said he was your best. Not that I've heard on the air.
He doesn't like the quote-unquote NBA insider. We've heard the same thing that Aaron Rodgers was trying to say about lose my number when he was talking to Rappaport or Schefter or whoever it was.
Schefter, yeah.
I will say this before we go to Life Squid, and I completely agree with your sentiment about LeBron. The one thing about LeBron that you cannot deny is he is a guy who had more hype than almost anybody in the history of sports and has lived up or surpassed every expectation that you thought you had of him, what, now 24 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. I mean, I don't think Dylan will remember this guy. I think he's a little too young. But, Day-Day, do you remember the name Sebastian Telfair?
Oh, yeah.
Sebastian Telfair is all over the place. Do you remember him, Dylan?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, when I was in high school or whatever, because I was in high – I was probably a sophomore in high school and LeBron was a senior, right? He's a couple of years older than me. Sebastian Telfair was all the rage. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sebastian Telfair was all over everything. And you don't ever hear his name. Like, you don't ever hear, remember, what was the soccer player's name? Freddie Adu.
Yeah.
Freddie Adu was like, oh my God, it was the next, he was Cristiano Ronaldo. He was the next coming of you know, Pele. And you never heard of him doing anything,
you know,
as an adult. So LeBron, to your point, he lived up to that.
Where I'm from, it was called Freddie Adu.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? The worst umpire in the state of Georgia. And he's on our roster. Our roster. Yeah, he works here. Baron Burton's W Sauce, Bloody Mary Mix, Fireshire, Breakfast Sauce. Breakfast Sauce, too. And don't forget my friends at Owl Inn Lager, New Realm Brewing, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. Going to have a couple tonight. Might be the official beer of Squid's MGA season, too. That's me, by the way.
Ding.
All right. Day-Day. I get home. I walked 9 holes yesterday. I get home. I'm trying to, get dinner fixed. I had to do a couple of things for Amy and get ready for the night. And Day-Day is going to send me, all of us, these texts and say, this guy is out here ruining my kids' baseball games.
Ruin is a heavy word. He said, check out this strike zone.
And, so Day-Day sent us a video.
Yes. And before you go any further, let me say that Day-Day posted this to his Instagram Reels. You can find it at the D Lewis 4, the number 4, Reel, R-E-A-L. The D Lewis 4, Reel, if you want to go check out that Reel right now.
The Reel means he is the real Day-Day Lewis.
Yes, he is.
So I want you to listen to this audio. I know that this is a visual too, but I want you to hear the reaction of the parents and fans in attendance of this. What would you say, Day-Day, 8 years, 9 years?
Yeah, eight-year-olds.
Wow, that was good. Oh, huh? Listen to the reaction to this strike call.
Oh, my gosh, it bounced in there.
Did you hear? No, no. Play the guy goes, my goodness, it bounced in there.
Oh, my gosh, it bounced in there.
Y'all want to know who it is?
Who is it? Put him on blast.
One of the most judgmental. I am a perfectionist. If you can't do something, don't do it. You suck, people.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark.
No.
Zeno.
No.
Is the umpire.
No.
And
Zeno.
I have known Zeno forever. I didn't even know he was umpiring.
Oh, my gosh.
The best part, and Day-Day, I want you to tell me, did he do what I'm about to ask you all day? Because when he called this kid out on the strike three when the ball bounced, not only did you hear him call it, but then he walks towards another dugout as to put emphasis on the fact that he called it a strike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a very interesting day for Mr. Mark Zeno. But I will say he did the right thing on the next batter.
Yeah.
And you know how they say we get those makeup calls?
Yeah, makeup call.
So
shout out.
But it was a rough outing for him yesterday.
I love this story so much,
dude. So was he consistently inconsistent with his calls?
He was consistently inconsistent,
that a boy,
without
Mark
a doubt.
Zeno.
So would it be safe to
Zeno,
say
dude.
That Mark Zeno is the Eric Gregg of umpires?
Yeah, in the category of youth baseball, let's go ahead and put him right there.
Oh, man.
Or maybe what's the C.B. Buckner of umpires?
Angel Hernandez.
The Angel, that's what we'll go with.
Angel
Hernandez. From now on, Mark Zeno is to be referred to on this radio show as Angel Hernandez.
Angel Zeno. We'll just call him Angel Zeno. We'll go for
that. Well, now that makes him sound like he's actually, you know, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a nice guy, but he's very angry.
Mark Angel Hernandez. All right, man, that's absolutely classic. By the way, one more time, ding. By the way, one more time, if you want to see that, you go to the D. Lewis for real. T-H-E, D. Lewis for, the number four, real, if you want to see that on Day-Day's Instagram.
Oh, my gosh, it bounced up there.
Oh, my gosh.